Welcome to Happy Today podcast. This is a podcast for those who want to improve service experience of internal services. If you use ServiceNow or other enterprise service management system, then this is for you. In this episode,
if you focus on employee experience, then your employees become happier, then your customers become much more loyal, your business becomes much more productive, and that increases shareholder value as well.
Hey, welcome to this episode. Today, I'm joined by Neil Keating, the co-founder and chief experience officer at BrightHorse. Neil is helping organizations gain improved productivity, profits, and customer loyalty through improving the employee and customer experience of IT services. Welcome, Neil. Really good to have you here.
Good to be here.
So tell us a little bit about BrightHorse. What do you guys do? What's the passion?
So we've been running the company now for 7-8 years. Traditionally, actually, we spent a lot of our time in IT service management, helping organizations with incident problem change, automating some of those processes through IT service management tools. But we realized probably about 3-4 years ago, really, that maturing IT service management processes only helps an organization get so far. And to really move an organization on, they need to change the way they're reporting against IT. So we changed our whole company, our whole mission. And really what we do now is we're really trying to revolutionize how people and how organizations report and manage their IT metrics. Traditionally, we find most organizations report them with service level agreements.
Yep.
And what we're trying to help organizations with is to move that much more to experience and report IT based upon experience to try and improve employee productivity. So that's really our whole mission now, is around revolutionizing how IT is reported.
Yeah. You talk about a lot of the same things as us do. So sure, for listeners, like, why does it employee experience matter? Why move to measuring that and kind of driving the IT through that?
Well, yeah, that's a very good question. And we get asked that quite a lot, actually, when we go into organizations. You know, people say, well, why should I do this? And I think the big question is why, you know, if you don't do this, then you're gonna start losing money. Most organizations, the business world has changed. And as certainly a new generation of people join the work environment, they're expecting a very different thing. And those organizations that stick in the traditional sense of the word and just measure things in SLAs like the way we've always done, are going to fail and are not going to grow a customer base. There's been a lot of studies over the last couple of years around the direct link now between employee happiness and customer loyalty, and therefore, increased shareholder value, increased revenue. There's studies out there that tell you that if you've got a productive team, that, you know, or a happy team, they're 25% more productive than a non-happy team. So there's we're getting now some real stats, independently verified statistics that say if you focus on employee experience, then your employees become happier, then your customers become much more loyal, your business becomes much more productive, and that increases shareholder value as well. So those enlightened organizations that are moving ahead with the work that, you know, you're doing, we're doing, and trying to get organizations to focus on employee experience are the ones that are going to succeed. Yeah. If organizations don't do this, then they're going to flounder and they're going to be left behind. And we're seeing that already with more and more organizations jumping on, we need to focus on employee experience. So it's becoming a really, really important thing for organizations to do.
Yeah. How have you seen this increase in the interest on this topic? Like, let's say in the past 4 years or you know, until today, and definitely like, you know, during 2020. So.
Yeah, well, 2020 was certainly an interesting one. If I take you back to 2019, actually, we did a whole series of roadshows before we got locked down. We did a whole series of roadshows called From Service to Experience. And that was telling, you know, trying to get customers to think about how they move from just traditional SLAs to XLAs. The questions I was getting asked a lot during those roadshows was, what is an XLA? What is experience metric? What does all this mean? I've heard about it. I've read about it. I've seen it in the press. I you know, see organizations like Happy Signals, but what does it really mean? And so that was the 2019 roadshow. It was explaining to people what happened at the end of 2019 and early 2020 was organizations moved more into why or how, you know. So they've gone away from the what is this to how do we actually do this? So I understand what it is now, and I realize I've got to do something. how do I do that? And then I think 2020 completely accelerated the sort of explosion in employee happiness, because obviously people had to work from home, and it was easier for organizations to understand employee happiness maybe when they were centralized and everyone was around the same water coolers. Yeah. As people dispersed and moved away, then I think people lost that connection and therefore had to really focus on, well, actually, people are working from home. Are they happy working from home? They've got the equipment. Is their setup okay? How do they feel? And I've noticed actually during 2020, there's a lot more focus on employee sentiment generally, not just about IT, but generally employee well-being and sentiment, and then linking that back to IT. So 2020 completely accelerated it. I think where we are now is people are saying to us, okay, we understand that we've got to do this, but can you help us do it now? How do we do it? What tools do we need? What process do we need? Please help us with the how. And I think that's what changed.
That's the same thing that we notice now when we get to the meetings with companies. It's like, so now we understand that we need to get here. How do we do it? So talking about that, what are then the usual like questions or pains or kind of struggles that the companies are having when they have the will, and now we want to move from SLAs to experience level agreements and metrics? What are kind of the basic questions or the basic struggles that they're having?
Well, I think there's a number of them. I think the first one is there is still, I find in the organizations that we often speak to, a reluctance at the top level sometimes to move away from the form of command and control that we've had for the last 20 years in IT. They're still reluctant sometimes to move away from that and trying to think, okay, I need to change everything we do or how we work. So often we find there's a sort of groundswell of opinion building up within the organization that says we need to move to some form of experience, some form of XLA, some form of experience metrics. But often the senior management are a little bit more reticent to do so. So I guess the first thing we try and do is coach and work with people to explain to the senior management, this is the way the business should move forward, why a CIO should do this, the benefits to the organization. Again, back to the productivity we talked about. And then once we're through that hurdle, there's obviously then the investment. How much is this going to cost? Do I need new tools? Do I need new processes? Do I need to go and find new people? Do I need new skills? And then we're working with them, working through those elements of it. And then really it's kind of down to when and how often and, how do I physically put something in together? Yeah. People, I think, understand now the need, as we were saying a few moments ago, but trying to get them to and work with them to make sure there's a roadmap. Because this is, I think employee experience, in my view, is something you can start and it grows and grows in your organization, and expands out. And the more you do it, the better you get at it. The better you get at understanding sentiment surveys, the better you get at understanding the cause of employee unhappiness. So it's getting them to start the journey off and then accelerating it from there, I think. That's typically what we find.
Yeah. And I think it's, you were talking earlier a little bit like you used to do things like, think about the ideas and processes and stuff. Something that we have been thinking nowadays is also like employee experience is a really good like a leading indicator. Like if you think about people, tech, processes and tech, kind of the old three things. I think, in IT, you have all these tools that measure the technology, like how are the laptops doing and the servers and networks and all that stuff. And then you have really been focusing on the processes. So trying to optimize processes and work on those. But I think now when you have so many things, actually listening to people, that's a really good way of giving you focus. So if you think about that, you would start from the tech side that, okay, let's improve this one. You have no idea, does it have any impact on the actual experience and the productivity and the happiness? But if you start to look from the metric side that, okay, where are we, are our people, least productive and less happy? And if we start from that, then that leads to us to like, maybe let's say these four processes, and maybe this tech stack here below. So it just gives you focus as an IT team when you can't do everything all the time, because managing modern IT is not very simple to be.
No, so. No, I think you're absolutely right there. For many years, I talked about people, process, technology being the three sort of legs of the stool, that everyone needed good people, good process, good technology. And then if you had if you had all three firing at the same time, then your organisations are going to do really well. And I still believe that. I mean, they're still very important, but you're absolutely right. The piece that's missing is employee sentiment. And you really need to understand where you are now and go back to some of the challenges you mentioned a few moments ago. One of the other things I find when we get into a project with an organisation is one of the first questions asked is, how do people feel about you now? What are people saying? People get very defensive often, and it's trying to get them through that defensiveness. Oh, well, you know, they say this, but actually that's not true. And we're trying to explain to them, but perception is really reality. Yep. If that's what the employees believe, then that is true as far as they're concerned. You can disagree with it, but that is true as far as they're concerned.
Yeah.
So I think you've really got to understand, if you move forward with any improvement within the IT space now, you should be focused from the very start of that. What's the benefit to the employees? What's the benefit to the people we're trying to change something for? And what are they saying about us now? Is this a problem for them now? Because if it isn't a problem for them now, should we focus on some area that is? So having that, I think, you know, some sort of a balanced view of what people's opinions are today, about your performance, your service, you, your department, whatever it might be, I think is the most important thing. And if you have an honest, balanced view and you know what they think, then you can actually start to change that and start thinking, okay, they like these things, but actually these areas are the ones I need to focus on. And if I did focus on them, what would that mean? And I think that's another important point that I think going forward, where we're finding our organizations perhaps needing our help more, is to try and turn those discovery of sentiment. So I've understood that people don't like either this application or this area of IT that we're performing in, or they're struggling to work from remotely from anywhere. It's turning those into a business metric that says, if I did something about that, what does that do for my business? How does that improve my business? Because I think lots of organizations are now starting to think about sentiment and getting data back from sentiment, but turning that data into decisions to aid the business, I think, is a key thing. And I think that's the next generation, that's the next thing that organizations are going to be thinking about, is how do I turn data into decisions?
Definitely. That's what we see also, like part of like the maturity, you know, some of our earlier customers, they are now at that stage. They started somewhere taking the basic stuff and taking the step-by-step approaches, and now they are getting to that business value. Like, how can they really prove business value through this?
Yeah, I think you said something there also very important. I think it's maturity. So I think that organizations can start this, that, you know, if they're starting up a journey and it's a greenfield environment and they've never done this before, maybe they've got a customer satisfaction tool, but maybe they, you know, that's not really a sentiment type of data, you know, tool. That's not really asking how people feel about things. That's kind of how did we close your incident? So maybe they're doing something like that, but they're not really thinking about user sentiment. They can start the journey off reasonably small steps to try and gather sentiment. Go and get a method, a mechanism, a tool like Happy Signal, to go and understand what people are saying about the organization. That's the place you start and try and get sentiment in the first place. Then you can mature and you can do better and you can start understanding what people are saying. Then you can analyze the data a bit more. And then you can make strategic decisions around IT investments. And if we made an investment in this area, how would that improve happiness? How would that improve people's feelings about IT? And if we did do that, how would that then make a difference to our business? What benefits do we gain? There's no point organizations doing this if they don't have benefits. So what benefits would that gain? Is that going to improve productivity? Are we going to win more customers? Are we going to lose less customers? We have better customer loyalty. So they're the kind of turning those metrics, that maturity turns the metrics into some sort of business value.
I think we are talking definitely the same language. And so if people now get this inspired that, okay, I've just been like postponing this, I do need to get started. So what's the best way to be in touch and continue this conversation with you guys if they feel that maybe you are the guys to help on getting moving?
If they wanted to get in touch with us, you mean? Easy. So there are two very quick ways. Contact me directly. So I'm out there on LinkedIn. So I get a lot of people connecting to me on LinkedIn. So very happy to respond and connect to people on LinkedIn. We can then start a conversation from there. or go up to our website. We have a lot of information on our website. We do a lot of webinars. We do a lot of education, do a lot of consulting. So a lot of information on the website. So you can go to www.brighthorse.co.uk and connect to us from there. And then we respond to all the queries that come through the website as well. So we can follow up and have a conversation with that too.
Excellent. I'll put those links into the show notes so people can click there and find you guys.
Cool.
Right. Hey, it was a really good short chat. Really insightful. Again, you know, making me feel that you know, this area is you know, now is really the time. It's really great, you know, moment to be on this experience movement. I think like Marco from Giarte said that we are, you know, same guys in the same movement. Just tackling from a little bit different sides, but yeah, I think we all kind of have the same passion, the same target that what we want to achieve. So,
and that's another good point. I mean, I see a lot of the organisations like IATA, yourselves. You've got people like NextThink. You've got XLA CoLab. I know you did a session with I think Alan, who's a good friend of ours. So, and we're all kind of working together towards the same goal, which I think is great. But no one's going off at different tangents. We all have slightly different takes, but we're all working together towards the same goal, which is about getting organizations to embrace employee experience to the benefit of the organization.
Excellent.
You know, so I think that's fantastic. So,
hey, thank you, Neil. It was a pleasure. And as we say in Happy Today podcast, stay safe and stay happy.
Thank you.